Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Fashion.
Fashion?
It's fashion with Penelope Noir.
Fashion?
Hi.
Hey, how are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I have a bit coffee. I haven't done it on mic yet. I'm saving it for special times. It's Monday, which you and I seem to be stoked about.
Totally stoked. Totally stoked.
Have you got a big week planned?
I haven't even kind of thought about that yet.
That's me getting you back. Penny off air asked me about Christmas and I kind of just went white and went, what are you talking about? Shut up.
It's like so weird, isn't it? Like 2 or 3 weeks away or something.
Shush! Fashion, please.
Yeah, but then we get a holiday. That's kind of what I'm hanging out for, is just
That's
like,
true.
You know, lying down a lot.
Yeah, my holiday sleep. I'm amped for it.
What are you doing on your holidays? Horizontal.
Yeah.
That's what I'm doing.
Not much at all.
Yeah. So last week I read an article in The Guardian by a woman called Awa Mardawi, called Eccentric Women, Why Are They More Important Than Ever in Our Impressive Era. And on the show, you know, I've spoken about muses and things before. But it's kind of this thing where, you know, eccentric women have always kind of been labelled that pretty much if they're wealthy, you know, if you think about historically, if they're wealthy, they got called, eccentric. But
so some of the women she's pulled up in her article, I'm just looking at it now.
Yep.
Tilda Swinton, Janelle Monáe.
Yeah. Marina Abramovic, is that how you say?
Abramovic, yeah. Yep. So the artist, I'm not sure of Abramovic's story, but like people who come from money, who have the time and the money to be eccentric, basically.
Yeah.
The stakes aren't as high.
Yeah, because like, I mean, other words that people get labelled to, things like crazy, feisty, hysterical, like.
Hysterical's a great
word.
Doesn't it come from, texting, callers, it comes from the womb?
Yep.
And so hysterectomy and hysteric have the same kind of base word?
Yep.
Yeah.
Because that's what apparently makes women hysterical.
Yeah, it's all our bits.
Yeah. But I kind of like wanted to look into the woman that she talks about, specifically kind of the historical ones, like Edith Sitwell, who was a poet. She was like 6 feet tall, kind of dressed in unusual clothes and sort of things. Her father, who was Sir George Sitwell, he actually invented a tiny pistol for shooting wasps.
What?
And a musical
what?
Toothbrush. So I think she came from a family.
So we are talking landed gentry, are we not? Yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So I think, you know, for the most part, people were labelled eccentric and aristocratic because of the fact that they actually had the money and the time and the inclination to kind of be, because, you know, these women are all highly intelligent and they're kind of, you know, they had the money to, it didn't matter what other people thought about them and they didn't care about what people thought about them. So
they had the education, they had the family support, and so they could think outside the box because
they
had that privilege.
Do whatever they wanted, you know.
Right.
Another one, Hester Stanhope, which is, she's spoken about in this article as well. She was the niece of William Pitt the Younger, you know, which always makes me think of Pitt the Glint in the Milkman's Eye from...
What?
Blackadder. Do you remember?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, which...
So many children then.
Yeah. And she was his hostess, you know, because he was Prime Minister, and so she used to welcome people and things like that. And then she had a breakup, a jilted love affair. So she decided to go travelling, and she got shipwrecked and lost her English wardrobe. So she decided... What am I going to do? I'm going to dress like a Turkish man. And even shaved her head, which I think is like pretty awesome, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. I just think that a lot of times people kind of, you know, and I've spoken about it before about tribes and things like that and how we are actually very easily like prone to label or categorize people. And in a way, I think we should celebrate individuality a lot more, you know? Yeah.
So if you had to have a huge amount of family support, a massive amount of privilege, basically, in order to be eccentric, like, I guess, do we need to be more accepting of, what am I trying to say? Because it must be harder to do that if you're working a minimum wage job and have no time, and you're just like, I just want to be different. And your boss is like, no, that's not how you wear your tie.
Yeah, yeah. But I think there's been like a lot of people, I mean, locally that, you know, Tracy Collins, who great here.
Totally.
You know, and if you think of, I mean,
Ellie from Cross Street.
Yeah.
Alison.
Yep.
Shout out.
I mean, she always looks amazing, yeah. You know, and it's like a thing where they have a certain look and they wear it so well and with confidence, yeah. You know, and I think that's primarily the thing is like if you're going to dress in a different way and just be yourself, that you have to have the confidence to do that. And I think that's what is kind of lacking in a lot of people is that they don't, because, you know, yeah, if you don't believe in yourself, then, you know. It kind of sounds corny, but...
So yeah. That's got to start young, though, eh? Like young men and women and other not thinking they have to be a certain way or dress a certain way.
Yeah, and I think, like, sometimes it can just be a little thing. Like Deanna Freeland from Vogue used to always wear rouge on her ears. So what? She used to wear, like, rouge on her cheeks but also on her ears, and it was kind of like just this thing that she did.
Just cause?
Yeah, just cause.
Was it mimicking a bodily flush or she just wanted really?
I don't know why she did it. I just know that, you know, like, so some people it kind of, it might just be one thing that they do, like yeah. Their item of flair.
Yeah.
You know?
You got a bit upset with me when I stopped bleaching my hair grey because yeah. I think maybe you thought that was...
That was essence, your item of flair.
Essence yeah. of Sarah. I just couldn't be bothered with the upkeep.
Oh, no, I just loved it, you know. But, I mean, you always look amazing, so,
good
you know.
Save.
Yeah, yeah.
You've got amazing flair as well. See, look, we're just complimenting each other now.
Yeah, mutual appreciation party.
Yeah. What are some of the fantastic, eccentric women that you lot can think of? Text them in 5395. Somebody's texting Dorothy Parker was the most eccentric of all. I love Dorothy Parker, the poet, sassy, on the page and off the page. I'm not too sure what her fashion was like, but she's definitely sassy on the page. We have a caller. Hello, caller.
Grace Jones.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Lucretia Borgia.
Yeah.
Nice. Nice.
Yep, bye.
Oh, yeah, is that it? All right, thanks. Thanks, mate. With Grace Jones as well, you get the feeling if anybody questioned any of her fashion choices, she'd just like
no.
kill you with a stare.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
She's definitely got a good death stare going down.
She's so great.
Yeah.
Oh, wonderful. So whereabouts is this article, Penny?
So it's on The Guardian. If you Google eccentric women in The Guardian, it should come up. The article's called Eccentric Women, Why They Are More Important Than Ever in Our Oppressive Era.
Judith Baraguana, somebody's just
oh,
coming
yeah.
with? Definitely.
Yep.
Nice one. And another woman who is mentioned in this article, who I'm going to scramble to find a song for, who is definitely of this ilk.
Yep.
Which song do we pick? Which song do we pick? Which song do we pick?
So I think, like, in the meantime, anyone who's kind of, like, sitting on the fence of are they going to wear that kind of flowing robe today when they go out, I say do it.
I say do it too. Let's finish on an eccentric woman. Wear what you want to wear to work today, we reckon.
Yeah,
this is
every day.
Yeah, every day. This is, of course, Bjork. Thanks, Penny.
Thanks, Sarah. up, wake up now.
Viv Westwood, Jean Batten, Kate Shepherd, Hedda Lindsay Bird, Courtney Love, Grizzy.
That was Fashion with Penelope Noir.
We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.
Beep, beep.